A draft environmental impact statement released by the Air Force on Friday recommends downsizing Eielson Air Force Base for cost savings. But Alaska's leaders argue the document ignores requests for cost reduction estimates, among other things. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
The long-awaited EIS offers three alternatives. Two explore the impacts of moving the 18th Aggressor Squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage. The third includes no action. But U.S. Senator Mark Begich thinks the Air Force should have considered the benefits of keeping the F-16s where they are.
First off, they're adjacent to some of the best training ground in the country when it comes to the air capacity there. Along with that, the Army is now looking at that space or additional partnerships with the Air Force. There's a lot of opportunity here, and it's almost like they ignored all that and just said, well, you know, we got to check the box, get the EIS done, let's just do that. And I think that's a really disservice to our military, honestly, and to the people of Fairbanks.
According to the Air Force, moving the F-16s will result in significant cost savings. But the Alaska delegation argues the move will actually cost money as the Air Force struggles to find appropriate housing and accommodations for both the aircraft and associated personnel. Matthew Felling is the communications director for U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We have yet to see anything that is not red ink from this equation. Secondly, we know in Alaska that the Asia-Pacific region is heating up. And the nation knows that the Pentagon has decided that this is going to be our focal point to take a look west. Eielson is in the pole position for this new philosophy. So why are we taking a look at undercutting it and short-sheeting it at a time when we should be building it up?
According to the EIS, the move would result in the largest increase in unemployment in the Fairbanks area in the last decade. It would also force the closure of two schools in the Fairbanks North Star borough and increase noise pollution in and around Jay Bear. A group of state and local leaders who call themselves the Tiger Team have met regularly in Fairbanks for more than a year to discuss the Air Force's proposal. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the group is also unhappy with the draft EIS.
It's still the House of Cards perception that is very, very disconcerting to me when we see here's a document, doesn't have all the content that we expected to have in it, and in 10 working days, you'll have a public hearing.
Public hearings on the draft are scheduled in Palmer and Anchorage on June 17th and 18th. Hearings are also scheduled in North Pole and Fairbanks June 19th and 20th. Local leaders and the Alaska delegation say that's not enough time. The Air Force will accept public comment on the document through July 31st. A final record of decision on the proposal to relocate the F-16s is expected this fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.